Hello, you're listening to Crucigrama Tuesday nights, midnight to whenever, here on killradio.org. Having some technical difficulties, sorry about that. But tonight we will have a special on the Jazz Butcher conspiracy, which is basically Pat Fish, really cool songwriter back in the 80s, the 80s. And till this day, which is pretty amazing. Really cool music. And so we're doing a kind of little retrospective, which helps me just sit and drink beer and kind of figure out some technical crap here. Not a professional DJ by any means. So if you have any questions, requests, or whatever, which we probably won't do requests because we're doing the Jazz Butcher special, it's 213-252-0998. That's 213-252-0998, or you can IM at Kill Radio Station. I was fortunate enough to actually be able to do an interview with the Jazz Butcher. It was really nice to answer all my stupid questions, which, upon the proposal, he mentioned that he would only answer 20 minutes worth of questions and wouldn't answer any questions about the Velvet Underground at all. So without further ado, I had to ask him just some quick magazine-style questions. I asked him where he was at age 6. He said he was standing by the side of the road at the edge of Northamptonshire village, waiting for his grandfather to show up in his car from London, bringing Chiefs football, Serenity, and news of Fulham Football Club. When I asked him to briefly describe the life he's led from the first album he put out to present day, he said it was a long life. He said there was periods of extreme luxury and excess, side by side with periods of full and complete poverty. He hasn't had a proper day job since 1984. So without further ado, here's some lovely music from the Jazz Butcher. Enjoy. KRadio.org.
And remember, parents,
technical difficulties here on KillRadio.org. As always, it wouldn't be Kill Radio if I didn't do this show in the dark every day, every goddamn week
on KillRadio.
KillRadio.org. Yeah, fucking whatever. Another part of my interview with Pat Fish of the Jazz Butcher. So I asked him how he discovered he wanted to be a songwriter. He said he never really did. He said he became interested in the concept of dubbing shit. 23-year-old man in a village playing with himself. He thinks he can now see where this is leading. The scariest time or experience in the career of the Jazz Butcher. He said, well, we've obviously seen a fair few horrendous road accidents, some of which we only just missed participating in. And of course, we have been harassed and pissed about by the brain-dead law enforcement officers of a dozen nations. In Italy, this tends to involve the indiscriminate waving of loaded Uzi machine guns. I have been menaced by drunken and armed off-duty Spanish police officers in bars and 7-foot-tall Italian skinheads in my dressing room who wanted to know what side I would have taken in the American Civil War. I have been taken to the funny room by Canadian Mounties, and I once had an Italian chick sitting in my lap who said, I'm not a fascist, I just don't like, oh Fabio, what's English for Jews? I've dealt with surf Nazi scum in San Jose and drunken Canadian idiots who try to start a fight by telling you that they're Irish. Standard response, no you're not son, you're Canadian. One night in Alicante we were locked in our dressing room. When we were let out, the floor of the club was running with blood. If you spend as much time as I have in nightclubs, you are going to see some shit. None of it was very frightening though. The most frightening place I have ever been was Lutton. You're listening to KillRadio.org. I'm fucking up because I can't hear what I'm playing. You dig? That's like Ray Charles and shit. I'm just not that advanced. If you have any comments about the technical difficulties of the show, 213-252-0998, 213-252-0998, or you can IM if you have a computer and all that fancy schmancy stuff at Kill Radio Station. On to more music. Oh, what you just heard was actually Gloop Jiving from the Jazz Butcher's In Bath of Bacon album. And following that was Caroline Wheeler's birthday present from Scandal in Bohemia. So now here's some more great music from the Jazz Butcher. I'm not afraid to
easy. You come around my house, you get the information, then you go. But it's short, it's dark, and all that foolish nonsense on the telephone. But I don't know how the implications fall, as I just feel so sore. But it's a measure of me, but I can't admit by that I can let you go.
Okay. Now, what you just heard from the Jazz Butcher was a song called Girlfriend from his album Scandal in Bohemia. Before that was Southern Mark Smith, the original version from Bloody Nonsense. And before that was Hysteria from Big Planet, Scary Planet. So, if you have any questions, comments, need psychological help, you can call 213-252-0998. That's 911. And you can IM at Kill Radio Station as well, if you have a computer, because you need one to listen to us, right? And this. Now, I asked Jazz Butcher a couple more questions. I asked him if he liked to learn how to play an instrument, and he said he never learned to play one. I also asked him about his relationship from the time he met to present day with Max Eder, who was his brilliant, brilliant guitar player. Really, really good guitar player. And he mentioned he met Eder outside a pub on Wimbledon Common in the summer of 1977. We've been mates pretty much ever since. I used to think he was a bit of a hippie. We have a certain understanding when it comes to playing guitars. He is a good and peaceful man, but he does not know the meaning of hurry. Without further ado, here's some more music from the Jazz Butcher. Hope you're enjoying it, and hope this signal's going out okay, because I can't hear a word of what I'm doing. So, this is killradio.org.
Trying to make it to breakfast. Still too late. Yeah.
You're listening to KillRadio.org. We're doing a special tonight on Jazz Butcher, which is basically Pat Fish. Well, I shouldn't say that. A lot of great band members went through this band. David J, who was in Bauhaus and Love and Rockets. Max Sider, brilliant guitar player. And plenty of other guys. I just can't remember their names, unfortunately. But Pat Fish was a great songwriter, if you ask me. Really witty, kind of British humor, I guess. I don't know. If you have any questions, demands, you know, 213-252-0998. That's 213-252-0998. Or you can IM at Kill Radio Station. I did conduct an interview with Mr. Pat Fish, the Jazz Butcher himself. And it was really great. It was really cool, everything he said. I asked him what England was like and the effect that it had on his music. To which he replied, England, have you ever been? It's a nasty little corner of an island of the northwestern coast of Europe. The vicious, petty-mindedness, bigotry, vanity, and greed of many of the white, in parentheses, locals has left me gasping since I was a small boy. I guess it's instilled a streak of despairing pessimism in me, perhaps best expressed in Mick Mercer's Melody Maker review of Big Planet, Scary Planet, Good Old Butch, bringing you tomorrow's shit today. Northampton's alright, though. Best town in England by a mile, 1.8 kilometers. I also asked him who his favorite blues musician was and why. He mentioned Curtis E. Johnson, because he is a true friend who is always there when you need him. Of the famous guys, I love John Lee Hooker and Albert Collins. What you just heard from the Jazz Butcher was Zombie Love from his In Bath of Bacon album. And before that, you heard Big Bad Thing from Distressed Gentlefolk, as well as Fallen in Love from Distressed Gentlefolk. Once again, number 213-252-0998, or you can IM at Kill Radio Station. And now some more Jazz Butcher music.
Where is this coming from?
You're listening to KillRadio.org. What you just heard was another lovely set from the Jazz Butcher himself in the flesh. That was The Devil Is My Friend. That's from the Bloody Nonsense album, or compilation released in the States. Before that was Real Men from Scandal in Bohemia. And before that was Beautiful Snow White Hair, which is a live tune from Western Family. So I mentioned previously, I was very, very, very fucking fortunate to be able to interview Pat Fish, who basically is the songwriter for the Jazz Butcher, but he had great musicians go by this band, and I asked him a couple questions. I asked him if he's ever found love, which he replied he's not really looking for it. So I just had to do some quick questions for him because he only had 20 minutes. So favorite food, he likes Indian food, Mexican food, and proper Italian food from Italy. He won't eat animals or birds, and he's passionately fond of soup, which is about the only positive thing that he inherited from his mad father. I also asked him to describe America and the effect that it's had on his music and his experience in the States when he's traveled here. He goes, America, well, it's quite new and very large. Given that I love rock and roll, hip-hop, and soul, it's pretty much self-evident that America has been fully and entirely influential on me as a musician. But let's not forget that the true and original home of the blues and everything that stems from it is Mali. He says, I could write a book about all the experiences I've had in America. We toured in 86, 88, 89, 90, 92, 99, 2000, and 2001. That's a fair few stories, the vast majority of them positive and full of memories of generosity and kindness from cultured and civilized natives. I don't think I'm being presumptuous when I say that all of the Jazz Butcher Conspiracy are very fond of America and its ordinary people. So now you just need to dump the government of occupation and get on with doing what you best. Generosity, decency, industry, hospitality, and seriously twisted, heavily armed 24-hour drug abuse. Bob Dylan, Thomas Pynchon, Patti Smith, The Temptations, Brian Wilson, Todd Rundgren, Phil Spector, Chuck D, Harlan Ellison, T.C. Boyle, Aretha Franklin, Mary Chase, Dorothy Parker, Greg Shaw, Iggy Pop, Wilson Pickett, Sam Cooke, Lester Bangs, Lou Reed, Warren Zevon, KRS-One, Television, Rocket from the Tombs, Beavis and Butthead, King of the Hill, South Park, The Sopranos, Dr. Hunter S. Thompson, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, Miles Davis, Lester Young, William Burroughs, Benjamin Franklin, Timothy Leary, Barry Melton, Kendra Smith, Deidre O'Donoghue, Cole Koontz, Suicide, James Brown, N.W.A., Katharine Hepburn, Spencer Tracy, Charlie Parker. They've all given me repeated and invaluable American experiences, without which my life would have been radically different and unimaginably worse. Not so impressed with all that space shit, though. Moon landings and so forth, frankly, I think they're making it up, although you do have vegetables from outer space. You probably don't realize this, having been brought up with this stuff, but Europeans laugh like drains when confronted by American squashes and the like. To us, they really do look like something off Star Trek. Oh, and you're not allowed to pick the fucking ball up in football or wear a blooming helmet. You've got it all wrong. Ask the woman, they'll put you straight. After this question, I asked him if he was a man or a boy traveling. He said he's a geezer, but he's a Sagittarius and he does like to travel. He said he was going to Germany on Sunday. This is KillRadio.org. We're doing a retrospective on the Jazz Butcher, Jazz Butcher Conspiracy, and all of its, you know, whatever, incarnations. So, on to more music. I'm going to shut the fuck up and play some more Jazz Butcher for you to enjoy. This is KillRadio.org. Thank you.
girls that are in this room, this is party time. I make them think of what would happen if one took me home. This is party time. I think I'll have to know that I've gone. You always act so stupid. You always talk so dumb. This is party time. And you've got to say it's better than I was. This is party time. And it's better than a cold bath with someone you dislike. This is party time. And it's good to drink for free when you haven't any money. This is party time. Oh, she might just possibly take me in. She always talks so foolish. She always acts so dumb. It's only party time. Thank you.
You, my friends, are listening to killradio.org. The number to call is 213-252-0998. That's 213-252-0998. Don't call with requests. We're doing a Jazz Butcher special, which is a great band you should all know about. And I did have the pleasure once again, I'm telling you once again, and once again, that I did interview the man, Pat Fish, who's basically the mind behind the Jazz Butcher. I asked him if he was a drunk, and he said, depends whom you ask. He said, I like to drink. It took me a few years to figure out that I don't actually like to get drunk. For one thing, it stops me drinking as much as I like, and I really can't stand drunks for company. I also asked him if he cared about contradiction. He said yes and no. Without further ado, here's some more Jazz Butcher music. You don't want to hear me. You want to hear the Jazz Butcher, because you deserve it. This is killradio.org.
Come
Yes, you're listening to KillRadio.org on your computer. That was three songs by the Jazz Butcher. We're doing a retrospective on him or the band. That was Pineapple Tuesday from the Western Family album, which is a really cool live album. New Invention from Big Planet, Scary Planet, and Angels from Distressed Gentlefolk. Continuing with the interview that we did with the Jazz Butcher, which is me and myself and I. I asked him if he considered himself a genius. He said, does anybody, isn't that a little bit vain? I agree. Does underappreciation play a vital role in your processes? He said, I guess that you're looking at this from some kind of music business perspective. It's not really a perspective that I share. If I've ever felt underappreciated, it was nobody's business but my own. Yep, I stumbled on that. So what? Here's some more music by the Jazz Butcher. This is KillRadio.org.
We'll be right back.
what you just heard was another lovely blog from the Jazz Butcher. That was Get It Wrong from his Fishkatek album, or their Fishkatek album. Before that was the Jazz Butcher versus the Prime Minister from Bloody Nonsense. And before that was Chinatown from In Bath of Bacon. This next blog will conclude our Jazz Butcher special. I asked him which album compilation of his he detested the most, and it was Distressed Gentlefolk, which is odd because that's my favorite album. He said it was Bag of Weedy, underwritten, overproduced, self-regarding middle-class wibble. Alan McGee thinks it's a classic album. Germans don't like it. Max's two songs are the best things on it. Last question I asked him was who the fuck visits him in his dreams. He says nobody. He takes steps to ensure that he's not bothered by dreams. That concludes our Jazz Butcher special for tonight. I have another block of him coming up. I won't back announce it. I'm just going to drink and go to bed sometime soon. Probably drive, run over somebody, children, hopefully. The number to call is 213-252-0998. That's 213-252-0998 if you want to hear nobody pick up. This is killradio.org. I'm signing off. I'm going home, listening to some more Jazz Butcher at home. Bye.
Yeah.
with all that this entails. It takes some concentrated drinking to keep me on the rails. I have to hide my face, I have to hide my shame. I don't wait till I'm sober, till I get drunk again. I drink at home, I drink out, I drink in cocktail bars. Falling down, seeing stars, it suits me.
It was a foggy night in old London town.